I just kind of run through the injury list. Monte Ball was back out at practice, did not participate, appendectomy. Chase Vaughn, knee, did not participate. Greg Lotta, hip, did not participate. C.J. Anderson did not participate, sent him home for concussion symptoms. Emmanuel Sanders, quad, did not participate. Let's see what we got here. Lewis Young did not participate, groin. Malik Jackson was not at practice today. He's excused for personal reasons.
Good to have Monte at least back around the team, obviously.
Yeah, I think, the medical people wanted to keep him, kind of isolate a little bit, make sure, his surgery heals. And so I know he was excited to get back and be with the guys.
The fact that we're seeing him out there, does that suggest he's on track? I know until he probably gets hit, you won't know, but
yeah,
he's on track.
The procedure went fine. Everything was, went good. His reaction to it has been good. So right now he's on schedule to, get involved as soon as, the actual surgery heals.
Are you still hopeful he could play in the preseason game?
We'll just play it by ear. I think, we saw plenty of him a year ago.
Okay.
And we saw plenty of him, in the off season. We'll just play that by ear. It's, our main focus is just getting him healthy.
We have to go back and look at the tape on Brock. I mean, that's probably the most extensive work we've seen on him in a long time. What stood out?
Well, I think, that position is, arguably the hardest position in football and maybe in all of sport for that matter. But, just being young, knowing what everybody's doing, it's just not enough to know what you're doing and manage the game, fix things when they look broke. I think he's just gotten better with all those reps and, how he functions under pressure. I think he's just continued to improve. And I thought he made a great step Thursday night.
John, how bad is CJ's concussion?
I'm not a doctor. I just noticed protocol. We're under pretty deep scrutiny in that area. He had a little headaches, which is very normal, at this stage. So, Greek and his staff do a terrific job. And, the player safety is, first and foremost. So, we'll get him back eventually. We'll just take it one day at a time. We're always looking to improve the team. That goes on 24/7, 365, really. But, right now there's nothing pressing. We feel pretty good about the group we have.
Any thoughts about the penalties after you went back?
Yeah, I think, we knew there was going to be an emphasis. We've practiced hard against it. There was some good, some bad. Not getting into detail. But, pretty much how I thought it would go and some things we can definitely correct.
Did you like the defensive front pass pressure you got all the way
through the game? Yeah, I was pretty pleased all in all, really, in all three phases. Obviously, it's the first game. We haven't really had to be in a game situation since a year ago. So as a coach, you're always, a little excited to see and, maybe a little hesitant on how you're going to react. But I thought all in all it was a pretty good outing, a pretty good start, and in all phases, including the pass rush.
I guess I'm specifically thinking it's really Quanterris' first game for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, DeMarcus Ware, that was the first game for him in a Bronco uniform. Getting Quanterris back is obviously helpful, and, we're looking forward to getting Bond back out there. So, I think we're a little further along after game one than we were a year ago.
What did you see when you watched the film of DeMarcus? You told me on game night that you didn't want to watch the film. What did you see when you watched the film of DeMarcus?
Well, we just wanted to get him, a little taste of, what it's like to be out there with new teammates and in our scheme. And, I thought he was very good.